Hey, folks, this is Mike Lafferty, and welcome you once again to the Banff Podcast. Here with me today, I have Matthew J. Hansen. How you doing, Matthew?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you doing?
I am super. Thanks for joining us today. We're here to talk about Matthew's new RPG for Mutants and Masterminds. It's called Future Bleak, and he's got a Kickstarter for it right now. Could you tell us about that, Matthew?
Yeah, for sure. The idea is that it's a superhero book set in the future, a future where things have gone pretty wrong. All the superheroes have gone away, you know, about 50 years or so ago. And corporations run the world, you know, they oppress the masses for their own profit, and it's a pretty desperate situation. And now the PCs will take on the role of new superheroes, stepping back to once again fill the world with good and happiness and all of that. Sort of inspired by some of my favorite comic books from the 90s, like the Marvel's 2099 series, and also the Batman Beyond animated TV show. And I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, in 2099, as a child of the 80s and 90s, that was, I think, underappreciated, because it's just kind of not talked about much now, but there were some really fun books there.
Yeah, totally. I've actually went back and have been rereading a lot of the stuff I had back then, and it's been a lot of fun. And actually, I have some gaps in my collection, and I'm like, why didn't I fill in that when I was, you know, back in high school? So,
yeah, well, you can probably pick it up now for a quarter, you know, with the local comic shop.
Yeah. I did a quick look at mine, and it's not, Spider-Man is really the one that I'm missing a lot of, and I have not been able to find it at my main local comic shop, but maybe if I branch out a little bit more, I can pick them up.
Well, cool. Well, hey, so if you go to Kickstarter.com and search on Future Bleak, you get three hits, but Matthew's will be the one that mentions RPG and its Power of a Mutant and Mastermind. Well, let's talk about who's doing the art for this project.
Well, so far we've got one artist who has been doing concept work for us, and that's Kirk Taylor. And he's been doing some great work. We have some examples on the Kickstarter page. And then if it's successfully funded, I will be bringing in some other artists. I don't have anything for sure lined up, but there's been a couple that I have been talking to. So I don't know if it's like, if I should mention names at this point that I don't have it for sure, but yeah, there should be some great stuff. Kirk Taylor is the guy who's been doing everything so far.
Okay, cool. I'll just leave it at that. Don't need to tease people with, you know. Yeah, let's not get everyone excited before the ink is dry, as they say. But,
yep.
Oh, cool. Why, so what made you decide to use Mutants and Masterminds as the engine for your RPG?
Mutants and Masterminds is the superhero setting that I play the most. It started, you know, because of the D20 relationship. I was playing a lot of D&D, and then that was sort of an easier transition for me. And then just I've kept with it over the years and played it. Like, I've, you know, taken a look at other settings like Icons, but I don't have as much experience playing those. I've actually, you know, I've never played it. I've read the book and I've heard podcasts of people played it, but not played it myself. So I feel like just mostly the familiarity, with it.
Oh, cool. Well, it's definitely a great system. I was just asking because, you know, so there is a new Supers RPG that comes out every Wednesday or so.
Yeah, they're super popular right now.
Yeah, this is true. Well, hey, so what are some of the cool backer options and backer rewards on Future Bleak?
Yeah, of course, the basic is you get a copy of the book, you know, PDF for 10, paperback for 30. And then there's a lot of cooler options, like helping design heroes or villains is a fun one. And those are limited because we've only got so many heroes and villains that we can fit into the book. And we have a super-duper stretch goal out, or not stretch goal, a backer option. I always like to put out one crazy option. and just see if anyone takes it. And that is, in this one, we will write and draw a completely original comic book that is based on a superhero that you helped design.
Holy
so God. If anyone's got a ton of money lying around and wants to support us, there's that for you.
Just out of curiosity, how much is that particular Vecra reward?
That one is $10,000.
Okay, that seems appropriate, yeah, because it's... I once priced out making my own 20-page comic, and just the per-page rates and inking and coloring, and yowza, that stuff is not cheap.
No, it is not.
So, cool. Is this your first Kickstarter?
This is my second Kickstarter, actually.
Okay. And what was the first one?
My first one was a book called Alternate Objectives, and it was a two-system book, one for D&D, one for Pathfinder. And the idea behind that is that it's advice and tools for GMs who are creating combat encounters, but the goal is something other than just slaying all the monsters in it. So, like, maybe you have to protect an important NPC, and even if you beat all the bad guys, but they killed the NPC before you beat them, you still lose. So give some advice for that, some tools, and then also some sample encounters, and I'll use those different objectives.
Oh, cool. And if folks want to find that, you said that's available in PDF form now?
Yep. It's already up on the RPG Now drive-through site, and will soon be available on Paizo. Paizo, they have to have a person actually improve it, so there's a little bit of a lag, but should be any day now up on their site, too.
Oh, excellent. And if folks want to find it, what's the publisher name to search for on RPG Now?
Oh, Sneak Attack Press.
Oh, cool name. Is this your first M&M product coming up, or have you guys done some other stuff with that?
We have one other thing out so far, is a book on a supervillain group. That's also up on RPG Now and Paizo, and it's called Gaia's Revenge. And my sort of inspiration for that was, what if, again, going back to 90s cartoons, what if the Planeteers from Captain Planet were evil?
Mm-hmm.
So it's five college students who all get they all get powers of the various elements. And they're out to protect the Earth from pollution, but their tactics are not ones that your normal superhero would approve of.
Okay. So kind of like an Earth-first superhero group.
Yep.
Okay, cool. And they can check that out now. Also, I'm guessing RPG Now under Sneak Attack Press?
Yep.
Okay, sweet. Very good to know. Let's see. Well, anything else you want to cover before we call it a podcast?
I think that we've covered things pretty well. Let me just think for a second. I think that pretty much about covers it.
All right, cool. Well, hey, Matthew, really appreciate your time. Folks, please support Matthew's Kickstarter. Go to Kickstarter.com, do a search for Future Bleak, and his will be the one that pops up with an RPG reference in the title. 16 days left. It's a worthy cause, so please show some love for the Mutants and Masterminds community. And let's see, anything else, Matthew?
No, just please support us if you can, and if you're not able to at this time, please help spread the word.
Yep, because publicity is your best... one of the best ways you can help a guy doing Kickstarter, getting the word out. So, all right, well, hey, folks, thanks for tuning in once again, and we will catch you next time on the BAMP Podcast.